This Norman Regional Health System podcast on COVID-19 recorded on March 26th, 2020. So we're all feeling it because we're all going through it. You know, the stress and anxiety of coping with COVID-19. And while we're worrying physically about getting the virus, mentally, COVID-19 is taking its toll as well. So how do we stay mentally healthy through COVID-19? Let's find out and get some important tips from Dr. Farhan Jawed, Chief of Staff for Norman Regional Health System. He is also the Chair for Behavioral Medicine Services at Norman Regional Health System. This is the Norman Regional Health System Podcast. I'm Bill Klaproth. Dr. Jawed, thanks for your time. Considering what we're all going through, living through a pandemic, isn't it normal that we're all feeling a bit anxious and scared and stressed out?
Sometimes a little bit of anxiety can be okay because it helps you be watchful, careful, and protective. So in that sense, yes, it can be. But sometimes when it keeps on going again and again, it can become more difficult for you and can harm yourself mentally and physically by causing emotional and physical stress.
Okay, that makes sense. And then I'm thinking, not only are we worried about the virus and getting sick, of course, but the physical separation from the people in our lives adds an additional layer of stress too. Is that right?
That is actually true. Whenever we have a change in our routine or our lifestyle, that causes stress to us. Now, I usually recommend people that there are two ways of looking into these kind of issues. It is true that because of this issue with the virus, we are having social distancing. We are having some isolation. But if you look at the isolation, you can look at either into a positive way or a negative way. I always tell people to look at it in a positive way, because earlier people were driving to their work. They were at work all day long. And then at the end of the day, they come home, they get to cook, take care of their home chores, and then they go to sleep and then get up again and go to their work. So this is a regular life cycle that they are following. Now, those people can stay at home, they can work from home, their children are at home. So this may be an opportunity where they get to spend more time with their children and can bond better and have more activities at home. So we can look at it in a positive way and try to benefit from this time and spend more time with our family and try to make this a positive thing and change in our life.
So I like what you're saying there. You're saying we need to shift our thinking and look at the positive and embrace this time that we now have together. As you said, there's no longer a drive. We're all together. So even though this is a difficult period, find the positive in it and latch on to that. That's another way to help anxiety. So I love that thinking, but then I'm also wondering, we're worried about the uncertainty because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when this is going to end or how this is going to change our lives in the future. So isn't uncertainty another layer of anxiety that we need to contend with?
That is very true. The uncertainty is something that always drives your anxiety. So that is going to be there for a while until things normalize, or if we get a new normal, which is different from what we are used to. In any case, what I'll try to explain to people is that they should try to modulate their day as if it's like a normal day, the way they live their lives. Nowadays, if you're not going outside, at home, people who are working at home can set up their hours in a way that they try to work the same way, same hours as they were if they were going to home. They already have some time that they have saved by not driving. So what I recommend, you get up in the morning at a good time. You try to have a good night's sleep. During the day, you have your regular meals. You set up your work hours close to what you are doing. And then you do the same thing with your children. If they are homeschooled at this point of time, some of them have online schooling. So you try to take some hours out and dedicate that time to the children so that you can help them go through their homework. And then in the afternoon or evening times when you have time left over, you can spend more time with the children, go out in the yard, play, or you can have board games or watch movies at home. So there are ways in which you can accomplish the duties of your day by staying home and saving some time by not driving back and forth from work. And that would definitely help.
So that's really good. And you've given us some other really good tips already. Can you give us those tips again and then add in other ones and basically give us your rundown of tips and things we can use to manage anxiety better?
Sure, absolutely. So my recommendation would be you keep your daily routine the way it is. You try to get up in the morning close to the same time, sleep at night at the same time, eat regularly your meals, work with the same routine, spend time in the evening with your children, in the daytime, make some time to help them with their homework, take your medicines regularly, take some time to have some exercise, and then if you are on medication, you take your medicines regularly.
Really good tips, Dr. Jawad. And what I like about those are easy to remember and shouldn't be too hard to put in place. But for someone that does, and they're still struggling with anxiety during the whole COVID-19 crisis, they just can't get relief. Nothing seems to be working. What is their next steps?
So, Bill, that is a very important question. There is a possibility that you would do all the things that you are supposed to, but still, sometimes things won't work for you. So I usually recommend that in those circumstances, you have to get in touch with a provider who can help you further. The most important thing, the first thing would be, which is the easiest thing, is to get in touch with your primary care physician, as they are all available because they are necessary businesses and their clinics are open. Now, they may communicate with you through virtual visits, which is even better. This way, you don't have to go to the clinic. You can actually speak with the physician over the phone or over a virtual app. And that way, you can explain to them how you are feeling and they can guide you further and maybe change or prescribe new medicines if you need to. We are doing this with psychiatry as well. Most of the clinics have shifted to telehealth. And at Norman Regional Health Systems, we actually ourselves have an app on Android and on iPhone devices, which is called Norman Regional Virtual Care. You can download that app or you can go to the website of Norman Regional Health Systems. And from there, you can communicate with a live physician and they can help you with your needs.
Dr. Jawad, what a great resource that is for someone who is feeling overwhelmed, who is having trouble managing the anxiety and stress in this coronavirus crisis. It's great to be able to have a place they can turn to, and you called it the Norman Regional Virtual Care, and they can get that on their Android devices. They can also get that on their iPhones as well. So if you feel like you need that extra level of medical attention, that extra level of mental health, certainly go on there and you'll be able to find that health through telehealth, which is obviously becoming very important during the COVID-19 crisis. Dr. Jawad, thank you so much. This has really been informative. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
That's Dr. Farhan Jawad. And once again, just search Norman Regional Virtual Care in the App Store if you want to communicate using the app. And you can also find more information at normanregional.com. That's normanregional.com. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. This is the Norman Regional Health System Podcast. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.